Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to a beautiful Monday in April. It's April 22nd, 2013. This is a special episode. It is live with two lovely ladies, and we are going to have a fun chat today to help you get some understanding, tips, and real-world experiences about what it means to do your spiritual work and choose a spiritual path and what happens when that comes up in your life. So I'm excited to talk with you about this today, and I can't wait to introduce you to two lovely ladies. We have the first lovely lady. We'll call her the first lovely lady, is Shannon Lackman, the Psychic Cowgirl. Her website is psychiccowgirl.com, and she is an amazing psychic, intuitive. She performs past life regressions. Her newest offering is Akashic Record readings, and she's also a reverend who does beautiful weddings. So I am delighted to have her here today. Hi, Shannon. Welcome.
Hi, Molly. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm so happy you're here, too, because I know you have a lot to share. And we also have another lovely lady with us. This is Virginia Blank. Virginia is a certified hypnotherapist, a life coach, a lifelong intuitive and medium. And she is here today to share her energetic vibrations with us and to let us know her insights about choosing a spiritual path and everything that she has learned. So welcome, Virginia.
Hi, Molly. Hi, Shannon. Thanks for having us.
Yes, and I have to let everyone know who's listening that Virginia and Shannon host their own Blog Talk Radio show every Monday night. It's called Magical Mondays, and you can find it on Blog Talk Radio. If you search under Psychic Cowgirl or Magical Mondays, it'll pop up, and you can tune into some of their shows and the topics and everything they talk about and get to know them better. So that is how the three of us have all connected, and we are looking forward to sharing with you everything we've learned because and are still learning, because when you choose a spiritual path, life changes. And it grows, and it expands, and it gets better, and it just keeps shifting. So we're going to share with you a lot of these personal experiences we've had. And I like to start with the understanding that we all know, which is that everything is energy. Everything is energy. And so when we change our energy, things around us change. And that is the basic premise to all of this, which helps depersonalize it and become the observer and a little more detached and just puts it into perspective. I remind myself of that every time I'm going through a change, is that, okay, it's just energy changing. So what do you think about that, Shannon? How does that show up for you?
Huge, hey? Yeah, so we shift and our energy changes, and then it affects, I always find it affects the people around me, which is what I notice first, because some relationships fall away, some get even better, you attract new people, And then just general life. You attract new opportunities, and you might have to let go of some things that are no longer working, and it's constantly evolving and changing, and it can be a little overwhelming.
Yes, I concur. I relate to that, yes. What do you think, Virginia?
I agree wholeheartedly with what Shannon said. I mean, it shows up so much in your closest relationships especially, and it's one, it almost to me is similar to when you're having, you're going through kind of a crisis, and you kind of find out who really supports you. And this kind of, to me, has the same energy, even though it's the complete opposite of a crisis. It's kind of like that same polar vibration. You know, it's just the opposite end because you're experiencing really, really great things, and but you're finding out who is there for you and who supports you.
That is a beautiful point. And isn't it interesting how when we reveal and share more of our truths and who we are, that it then on some unconscious level usually triggers other people to see that within themselves, and some people can or some people can't, but it just comes back to, you know, depersonalizing it and knowing that, okay, this person isn't able to relate to me in this way, and I have to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should let people know too a little bit about our individual past and how we followed our spiritual nudges and gifts and talents and what happened as a result, because I think that it helps to hear our first person stories. So Shannon, do you want to go first?
Okay, I'll just leap in. I like leaps of faith.
Yeah,
my story. All right. Well, I've been psychic / intuitive my whole life. I don't know how not to be. And it's created some interesting things happening in my life. And I spent, you know, that certain amount of years where I tried to pretend that I wasn't because I really didn't understand. And that did not work. Any of you know that if you try to shut off your intuition, it's pretty much impossible. I think just getting older and realizing that you just have to be who you are no matter what that looks like, and then finding ways to handle it or to focus it or to understand it was the best gift I gave myself.
Beautifully said.
The hardest thing I will say is, oh, I know, when you meet people that you think are on the same path as you and you are supportive of them, they're supportive of you, but it's only for a short time and then it implodes. That's been the hardest thing for me.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Because there's parts of us that want to connect and find like-minded souls and build on that and go forward from it. And when that doesn't happen, when there's a reverse or an about face, and like you said, it implodes, it's disappointing, and again, the energy changes into something else. So I agree with you. That is a hard thing.
But on the flip side of that, the best thing about all of this is each time you go through a shift in a situation, whether it's really positive or, you know, a little challenging, you get another layer of confidence. You get another layer of knowing who you are, and life just gets easier because of that.
Yes. Yes and yes. That's important too, to connect to the confidence of a situation and the changes, and to understand that there's a lot of good in it. Even if it doesn't feel that way initially, there's a lot of growth available, a lot of self-understanding.
Yes.
And what have you realized for yourself, Virginia, as you've gone forward with your work and everything? I don't know if I told everybody, but your website is virginiablank.com, and that's where you have all of your different services and skills and all of your ways that you connect with your intuition. And as you've opened up and shared this with your people in your life, what has been one of the hardest things for you?
I think I mean, for the most part, everyone's been very supportive. There's been a couple that have surprised me and shown support to my face, but not behind my back, and that's a little hurtful. But I think the hardest part for me is because I see things so differently, and I am very in touch with my own intuition, and that's just how I live life, that it's hard for me to be around people that I really care about that don't get it and don't see it and don't see that bigger picture and don't see how their words and their actions so greatly affect their life and the circumstances they encounter and everything that they go through, that they may somehow be playing a part in that. Instead, they play like the victim role or whatever happens in that. It's just really hard for me to sit back and watch the situations happen and try to offer guidance, and they just don't want to hear it. And that part I'm okay with. You know, I've accepted, well, they don't want to hear it. I'll step back. It's fine. It's just hard to watch them go through it all and not be even the slightest bit open to the possibility that they might be contributing and that there might be a better or easier way to get through anything that's going on.
Right, because as we become more in tune with our spiritual gifts and how energy works, it also requires more self-responsibility and seeing mm-hmm. how powerful we are and seeing what we're creating and co-creating. And I think that that has been something that I understand as well, and I've felt in my life, is that it's there's just people who aren't open to that and who can't go there. And so it is about stepping back and just saying, okay, I accept this is where you are and where your consciousness is and what you're doing.
Right. And then I think, unfortunately, it kind of creates some kind of boundaries that you have to put up, because you have to draw the line of, I accept where you are, but you can't keep coming to me complaining about the same thing that you're creating. You know, like you're letting the situations continue. So you can't come to me for guidance or advice or an ear, because that, as you said, everything is energy. And so when they're coming to me with that heavy negative energy, it's kind of hard to function in my own life. And I think both of you can relate to that.
Yes, and you said the magic word, which is boundaries, and how important that is. And that is like the fence that never goes away. Like that's a fence we have to maintain in our lives, just to have control over our energy and how we spend it and where we direct it. You know, Shannon, you just wrote a wonderful blog post on your website about how you spend your energy and what it's been showing you, and how to reinforce those boundaries.
Yes, this last month and a half, 2 months, I've really, really been shown that. I call it smacked in the face, because it felt like that at times.
And it feels
like,
so
whoa,
good.
Okay, you got my attention here. Well, because, you know, I always say spend your energy like you would spend your money. And so really, really been shown that walk my talk. Where am I spending my energy? Because I was getting depleted, and I had to really re-look at how much time was I spending doing things that I really didn't care about, and how much time was I spending doing things that I loved. Because I found I was not doing the things that I loved because I was spending so much time on the other stuff, you know, feeling obligated or whatever.
And that's powerful.
So I zapped it all.
Yeah. I love that. I love that you do that, the zapping, the things that aren't working for you, and then it removes them.
It does. All I did, like when I say zapping, I just really looked at them and found other ways to get it accomplished that wasn't depleting my energy, like ask for help.
And that's huge, and we all need that. We all need that at times. And I relate too, because those instances when you realize, like that moment you realize, this is draining me, this isn't uplifting me, there's a lot of power in that moment. And to have the self-awareness and the understanding that you can change it is really big. And that's a huge part of being on the spiritual path, is how it all comes back to choice.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
If people realize that, hey, that everything is a choice, and if you don't like what your choices are, reframe them, change them so that you can live with them.
And for me, one of the hardest things have been is that because I am intuitive and an empath, I can feel other people's misunderstandings, their reactions, their confusion. I feel it. And I've had to reinforce my own energies and my own boundaries in order to not take that on, to not respond to it, to not make it part of me, and to just let it be part of them. And so that's one of the things I have been practicing as I share more of my gifts and offerings is this detachment and being very mindful of where I'm connecting with people energetically. And that's ongoing.
Molly, I love
and how
a couple
you're
of
connecting.
Things that you, and I love a couple of things that you just said about detachment, because that's a huge word that shows up for me a lot, is I do feel very detached from a lot of people I was once very close with, but it's all part of maintaining that boundary, because I can't take on all of your misunderstanding and your misconception of your situation, and it's the putting the responsibility back on them. Like, we don't have to take this on. It doesn't have to become part of us. And I think that's huge in reminding ourselves as empaths and intuitive that we can't do it all as much as we want to or we think we can. And I think it's a little worse being women because we're naturally like that caregiver role. And so I think those three combined, those three things, you know, intuitive, empathic, and female, can kind of be a recipe for disaster unless you recognize what's yours, what's not yours, what you have to be responsible for and what you don't, and keeping those boundaries up.
Absolutely. And it's almost like we have to, like, once we know something, you can't unknow it, right? Like, once you're aware of yourself
right.
and your talents and everything, you can't not know it. And so we're working with parts of ourselves that we want to honor and make the best of them and understand that they are here to enhance our power in the world and to feel in charge of them instead of feeling, as you said, Virginia, anything else about, you know, taking on other people's stuff or, you know, going down that road. It's almost like, do you feel that, like, women in general, maybe a lot of women are done with that role, are done being a caretaker on some level, like an energetic caretaker, I should say.
I think
yes.
so.
I
mean,
actually
I know for myself,
think. Oh, go ahead.
you go ahead, Jen.
We have the same thoughts at the same time. I'm gonna like be a little sassy here, and I'm gonna say I really think that this epidemic of women being on antidepressants is because they're empathic and they're feeling everything, and they need to turn it down, and that's the only way they know how.
Yes, and that it's easier to take a medicine instead of going into the fears, the emotions, the depths, and it, like that can feel very scary and you don't want to look at it, so it's easier to do something such as taking a medicine because that is like you're absorbing everything and it's just easier to go that route instead of looking at it.
The medicine numbs it. Instead of feeling it, you're numbing it so that you don't have to deal with it.
Yes. And if you take, like, if you become aware of this and take a lower dose and deal with it at the same time, highly, highly, highly beneficial. But if you're not and you're taking a high dose and just numbing yourself, you're kind of messing yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
That's my philosophy.
A really good point. Yeah. I like that. Because it is about, it's sort of like it's okay to have that the support or the crutch. For when you need it as you're making a transition, but just knowing that it's not the lifeline is important.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, we're not taught tools like that, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I can say all this because I do work with people on this, and it's effective.
Well, someone's listening who really needs to know that. So I'm glad that we're touching on that because it's not about making it bad. It's just about knowing the level in which to incorporate it.
And use it in conjunction with figuring out, like, are you just really highly sensitive and feeling everything and you need to have some tools to turn that off or turn it down? Because, you know, like you guys said,
right,
it's numbing it a little bit is beneficial so that you can figure out, like, clear your energy to see some things. But using it as a complete tool and not doing any inner work, that means you just have to keep using it, right? And if that's your choice,
yeah,
that's cool. But there are,
right,
alternatives.
Right. Right. It's interesting how we went into this topic, right? It seems like we need to talk about it because there's people who just need the support right now. And so it's interesting because as we open up to our spiritual path and do more of our spiritual work in the world, we do deal with energy all the time, and energy is not something we necessarily see, but we feel it, and so it increases how we feel and our information receptors and how we get information. And so, like you said so beautifully, Shannon, it's like we have to understand when we're using something to avoid information or when we're using it to enhance what we can do in all of our gifts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then what has been the best part for each of you about following the spiritual work? I've been saying spiritual path and spiritual work, and I guess those are pretty interchangeable. But I guess for this question specifically, as you share your gifts with the world, what has been one of the best things about it? What comes up for you, Virginia?
Probably, first of all, the confidence within myself and just the people that have been put along my path that have, you know, opened my eyes to something new or just a fun connection to make with somebody who gets it. And the excitement. There's such an excited energy behind stepping up and being who you are and feeling confident and secure in that. There's just an incredible excitement behind it.
Yay! Yes, I resonate strongly with that. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
How about
makes
for you, Shannon?
I feel that giddy energy, that excitement. It shows up as giddiness. Same as Virginia. Just being able to, you know, talk to people and work with people and seeing how they get to change their life. Because one of the big things that we do, being that we put our gifts out in the world, is that we're teaching people how to do it themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That,
yes,
is the best. Because then you see someone, you know, a few months later, and they're like, oh, I have to tell you this, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, ah, so cool.
Yes, to be that source of change for them that uplifts their life, that connects them to a truth, that, like, just helps improve something, anything, you know, even if it's a single situation or a huge life theme, a life healing event. I relate to that very strongly myself, and just, like, people being able to tap into their own gifts and to,
yeah,
increase their own intuition. I love that part of it. I love connecting with people who get it on that level and who are excited about the same spiritual topics, who are excited about the same energies, who are feeling the same energies. You know, like you wake up one day and you realize you feel really high and uplifted and excited, and then you find out that other people feel the same way too. It's like, oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you had mentioned, Molly.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You had mentioned. You had mentioned just encountering other people who are also kids finding the courage from you or feeding off of you and say, well, if they can do it, I can do it, and helping them to open up to their own intuition. That part is huge for me because that's kind of the main source of my work and the work that I do is helping people tune into themselves so that they can find those answers within. I always tell people we all have the answers within ourselves. Sometimes we just don't know how to access them. So that's where I come in. And I help you get to that inner place to find that answer you're looking for.
And that's such a gift, and that's so powerful. I've had different spiritual mentors, teachers, connections throughout my whole life. And when I look back, and I'm only 36, but when I look back, I'm like, those have been some of the most significant people in my life. And that's the role that this work plays for people. It can really change around your life. It can really add something that you can't get anywhere else.
And opposite of you, I didn't have a lot of mentors and people who kind of helped me along the way, and I don't think that Shannon did either. And I think that's why I so strongly reach out to other people who are trying to develop themselves in some fashion or trying to just become more in touch with themselves, because I didn't have someone to kind of take me by the hand and guide me or even just offer certain, you know, bits of information that I could have very vitally used at certain points, that I just so strongly want to reach out and be able to do that for other people.
Yes. I went silent on you there for a second.
We're all tuning in and then talking at the same time.
And then we're going silent at the same time.
We're all on the same wavelength. We're just like, talk, 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 stop. And so as we move forward with these choices and we want to connect with more people and share our gifts and empower people, uplift them, inspire, all those wonderful things, there is the reality of the work in terms of, okay, today I need to, you know, maybe connect with some people, or today maybe the energy doesn't support, you know, energy changes. Maybe it's the day where energy doesn't support certain work. So it feels like there's also these practical components that we have to incorporate. And I guess, okay, I'm wondering if that even made sense, because as I was saying it, I thought, I don't know that that's even connecting. I guess what I'm getting at is the fact that, you know, we also have to maintain our humanness and keep our feet on the ground.
Right.
And, you know, be practical about money and, you know, be very mindful of who we connect with and who we network with and just have those concerns front and center. Like, we have to still be human. That's what I'm getting at.
And I love practical. Because you still have to have a way to pay your bills. Because I know, and I might get on my soapbox again, but there are some spiritual so-called groups, let's just say, and they offer seminars and stuff, and really they're missing the practicality component. Because they're kind of teaching people that, yes, you can follow your dreams. Yes, just quit your job. Just go live wherever, it'll all come true, it'll all work out. Yeah, wrong. If you're not practical, you're not going to have the foundation to really follow your dreams. Because your dreams are going to involve other people. And seriously, is anyone going to want to do projects with a homeless person who's wandering around saying, oh, it's okay, I just sleep on this person's couch because I'm following my dreams and I'm going to make them happen right away? Hello, where's your ability to make money? I'm not going to have a business with you.
Right. What red flags going up left and right, red flags.
Well, yeah. And don't be coming to my couch because you're not going to be welcome. That's all.
But you made a really good point, Shannon, and that is the transition factor where you think, okay, I've been doing something on the side, you know, whatever it is, X, Y, Z, but now I want to do it full time. How do I transition to that point where I'm doing this work more regularly, more stably, more full time. And I think that is a big worry and fear for a lot of people, and that's okay. It's understandable.
Yeah.
But maybe we could each share how we did that for ourselves. So what was your situation, Shannon? How did you start doing your work full time?
I was forced to.
I love that she laughed first.
I know. I was going to say, she starts to
like,
laugh, okay?
Seriously?
Yes.
Well, my choices were to be a full-time rancher and be totally responsible for all that part, or create a business for myself because I couldn't find a babysitter to get a town job. I went, I don't want to be a full-time rancher. I want to be a part-time when I want to rancher and make the rest of it my husband's, you know, responsibility. So, yeah, I had to take a leap of faith, and it worked out beautifully. But, yeah, I was given a choice. I shouldn't say it like that. But I knew for myself what I didn't want to do and what my options are, and it really kind of kicked me in the butt to do something, to follow what I like to do.
And you have expanded what you do, I mean, over the years. You're obviously the psychic cowgirl, but you offer so many other types of services now, too, that it's like as you follow this path, more opened up for you and more was presented to you.
Yes. Here's my tip on that. Follow the energy threads. So this is what just happened to me last week. So I teach classes, and I teach them through our continuing education, and I keep getting told, I really want to come to your class, but I can't make it that night. Oh, my friends and I really want to come, but, you know, that doesn't work. So I had a group of ladies that asked me, okay, will you do it for us at your house, because I do have a spare house that's my healing house. And I'm like, ugh, I don't like doing that, because I don't like the administration part. But I said, okay, you promise me you'll come, I'll do it. They said yes, and they even recruited more people. They came out, and it was so much fun. And while I was doing the class with them, I realized it's less about the formal teaching than about having the group and letting them be able to talk about this sort of stuff in a safe, fun environment. That happened to me Thursday. And so if any of these ladies listen to this, I thank you. I'll thank you when I see you. Friday, I couldn't get that energy and all that information out of my mind. So Friday, I'm thinking, hey, why don't I put together a group offering like that where I will go to your house? It'll be kind of like a party, but kind of not, because we'll have a theme and I will teach you things, but it will be really informal, casual, and conversational. So I ran it by my husband. Of course, his first answer is no, and I'm like, okay, good, so it's a good idea. He always says no first.
Right.
I'm like, do you realize you said no to the radio show? You said no to me doing the fierce work. Okay, just saying, honey, realize this. Let me tell you the rest of it, and then you can say no. And, of course, by the time I was done my pitch, he says yes. I wrote it up Friday, and I left it in a Word document. Saturday, I posted it on my Facebook page, and I got 2 bookings within 20 minutes.
Yay!
And
love it.
I did. Was follow the energy thread and pay attention to what I was being told, then taking that little leap of faith. Seriously, people, take little leaps of faith. You will know if it's right or not.
And you trusted the timeline. That's important, too. You weren't forcing anything. You weren't trying to make it happen on Friday or on a certain day. You were just going with the flows.
Yes, because I wasn't even sure, like, Friday if I wanted to do it, until, of course, Brent said no. And I'm like, yeah, I do. You know, as soon as someone tells me no, I know if I want to do it or not, right? And then Saturday, I just thought, you know what, I'll throw it on my Facebook page and see what happens, if anybody's interested or not. Holy hay cross.
That's a great story. I love it. And I hope that inspires people to know, too, that, you know, it will unfold on the perfect way for you, and that there really is no set formula, and that's good news, because that means there is no right or wrong. It just comes back to trusting yourself and your own energy and your own opportunities that are presented in front of you.
Mm-hmm. And even if it scares you a little, just try it. Create that Facebook page. See if people will like it. I mean, you don't have to do big, grand, elaborate steps when you're first starting. Take baby steps so you can be comfortable and build your foundation. Right, Virginia?
Right, because you don't want to end up that homeless person on the couch that Shana was just talking about.
Because I may have
Shannon's
her house, but I know.
Yeah, and Shannon's not going to even let you on her couch, so.
No, not. Been there, done that. No more.
So, Virginia, what's your transition story?
I feel like I'm still kind of in a transitionary phase, but it's on the upswing right now, which is really fun to watch and see and feel. I knew going into this year I was going to be building and launching a website, and I knew I was going to be on the upswing of this aspect of what I want to do in my business side. And so little by little, I put things together and, you know, I created the website, and I probably had it for a couple of months before I really kind of put it out there, because I knew I was going on vacation in March. And so then that made me feel like, okay, April, I'm back home, and it shoved all out, and that's it. And there's no turning back. There's no holding back. There's no nothing. If this is what I want to do, April is the time. And so I had that intention in mind, and as I'm thinking this, little things, opportunities are coming to me, and so I'm just following them, and then they're working out, and now we're, you know, three-quarters of the way through April, and I look back and I think, wow, I just said to my husband the other day, I really feel like almost every day I'm on Facebook promoting either a workshop or a radio show or a holistic fair or a class, or like I feel like almost every day I've been on promoting something new and exciting that's coming up and that I'm doing. And so for me, that shows that I've followed, like Shannon did, I just kind of followed the energy and the timeline, and I'm allowing it all to unfold and happen as it's meant to. And it's just super, super fun and super exciting to sit back and watch, and it's that giddy excitement that you're like, wow, I really have this idea and I'm doing it, and I'm actually getting more opportunities and things are happening and unfolding. And it's that whole, it goes back to the excitement of, wow, did I create this? Like, I really made this happen, or, you know, I do have support from the universe, or I am doing what I'm to do. There's just all of that excited energy in it.
Yes. Oh, and I just love listening to your description of it, because I could feel your effervescence and your excitement around how things are unfolding, because isn't it cool when you just take one step and then something shows up to support you, and you take another step and more things come in, more opportunities, and stuff that you have no idea about, not even on your radar, and it comes out of nowhere, and it's there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's really cool, is that, you know, the real world, as we've been talking about, will support you in your spiritual work, and you as in you and you and you and you and you, all of us will support us when we do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
in unexpected ways.
Yes, unexpected, very much so, which I love. Like, I'm someone who loves those kinds of things that pop up, and it was even better than I would have imagined. Because we have no idea all the different energies that are swirling around all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So true. Okay, Molly, what's your story?
Well, my story is that I remember when I first started my blog, the Conscious Cool Chic blog, it was in 2011. I think it was February 2011, February, March. And I remember it was a big deal. Like, in my mind, I thought, okay, I'm just going to do it. And there were no other blogs like it out there. So I looked at other blogs, and I'm like, yeah, it's not that, it's not that, it's not that. So I just started doing my own thing, and it evolved and formed into what fit me. And then once I felt comfortable sharing on my blog, then I got the Facebook page going, and then I did Twitter. And I just slowly took it one step at a time by what fit for me, and also to not overwhelm myself, because I could do that. I could have gone in a thousand different directions at once, and that would have been way too much. I just need to start small. And I remember when I started, I was really concerned about the numbers. And I was really concerned about, oh, my gosh, who's going to like it? Is anyone going to like it? Are they going to connect with it? And at some point, a switch flipped, and I didn't care, and I was over it, and I let it go. And I decided, you know I'm doing this for myself, and it's not about the numbers. It's not about even a response, although, of course, we want a response. I just have to keep coming back to the fact that I'm doing it because it's right for me. That's not true every day. Like, some days I'm like, oh, I want a response. I want people to say something. But I just allowed it to build at a pace and in a way that felt right for me. And then from there, I followed other threads and other ideas and other stuff and went where I felt excitement and went where it felt right for me. And then I allowed myself to not do everything. I don't have a YouTube channel. There's certain social media I don't use, and it's just because it's not right for me or it's not what I want to add to my plate right now. So I built it up that way. And then in terms of making a transition, I have been a marketing consultant in the real world, in the corporate America world, for a while, and I did that for probably 5 years and cut back my hours to the point where I was about 20 hours a week, and that allowed my schedule to open up so that I could do more astrology readings, I could do more of my writing, I could do this radio show. So my transition was pretty gradual, and then just cutting loose from the corporate world and going into this full time has been really good for me. In terms of finances, I saved money. I'm also making money. So it's like I made it a good cushion for myself so that I could go forward and know that this was the right thing to do and not be worried about, you know, paying the bills and all those things that matter. So my transition was gradual because that worked for me, and that's how I felt safe with it.
And that's kind of how mine is, too. Mine has been very gradual as well. Because I don't want to take too huge of a risk, right, because we don't want to do that and jeopardize our foundation. We want to build the foundation and grow from there.
Yes.
Yes. Were you going to say something, Shannon?
I'm also going to point out, yes, about social media. I completely agree with you. Be careful again or aware where you're spending your energy. I'm not on all of the social media either. I'm on the ones I like. I'm not on LinkedIn. I don't have a YouTube channel either. And maybe someday we will. But you know what? Don't put pressure on yourself to be everywhere all at one time because it's too much to handle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. For me, it feels like phase three, not phase one or phase two, because I like where I am on social media right now. I can, you know, work on these channels and connect with people. See, that's what it comes down to for me is that, like, such as yourself, Shannon and Virginia, like, I love that we've connected through the interwebs and that there's so many cool people you meet as you follow this path. Like, you find more people that you want to work with and that you have stuff in common with, and it makes it more fun and inspiring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And you only get that when you put yourself out there. You know, that's how people find you. That's how they come to know you. And so, like, for example, Virginia, you do hypnotherapy work and such. And so that, I think, is a great way for people to know, okay, like, here's someone I can contact if I want to find out more about a session or what that's about. You know, it allows people to have a way to connect with you directly.
Mm-hmm.
So would you agree that having a website is most important?
Yes.
And then going from there? That wasn't
And I'm hearing
you have your site up.
But it's
I don't have
true
to
because
anymore.
It's like the website is important, and it doesn't have to be flashy and expensive and crazy cool. It just has to be enough that people can check you out and see if they connect with you, and it's just a place to go. It's like the new business card, really.
Yes. And where they can find a way to contact you if they want to know more.
Yeah. Right.
Or to even find more out about you to see if what you have is really what they want or need. Because
right.
I can't tell you how many times I've thought, oh, well, I want to go get this type of reading, or I want to go get this something done. And so I'll hear about somebody and I'll go to their website and I will, something in there just kind of pings me as like, this is not right for me. And had they not had a website for me to go to, I would have never found that out, and I may have spent my money in a place that I shouldn't have spent it.
Right.
It's so true.
And so that's a nice segue to another topic we can look at, which is, as we put ourselves out there more and we share more, we do see that there is a big umbrella of spirituality is a huge term, right? There's millions of people doing all kinds of spirituality-based work, and it can be very, very different. And so you do have to check it out. You do have to tune in and see if there's an energy there that you can work with and connect to that person with. But you also find that there are a lot of people where it doesn't match, and it's so important to honor that when it doesn't match.
So true.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't necessarily have to know why it doesn't match, because you can drive yourself crazy trying to figure it out. Yes, I'm looking in a mirror as I say that.
I was just going
know that
to
it
say
doesn't.
That.
Well, that's so true, because I do want to know, well, why? You know, I would go there, but I have to train myself to not go there. It's almost
mm-hmm.
like you want more information just to satisfy your mind or your ego or whatever. You want to know a direct answer, but that can be
mm-hmm.
a complete waste of energy.
mm-hmm.
True, or a lot of fun researching. Up to you.
Depends on how much time you have in that day, but yes.
But, yeah, don't ever beat yourself up over it that you just don't feel connected to someone, even if there is a million other people that adore them, because there's just something there that's not right for you. Honor that.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes. And I think when you first start going into a new industry or into a new line of work, you know, we're very open. You know, we're open to opportunities, to new connections, to networking. And I think that there is value in that. But remember, like you said, Shannon, to also always honor yourself and to trust yourself and to know that there's people that you will connect with, but it's also okay to not connect with people and to not feel bad about that or like you missed something.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But not even
okay,
with people, fired. But situations and opportunities as well, because you might follow an opportunity and it may seem so great and exciting, and then you do it and then something's not feeling right about it. And that's another part of
right.
honoring yourself. You have to recognize that, okay, this isn't working for me, so I have to own up to that and not continue to do it, because then it's not going to become a fun, happy, exciting part of your business and your work. It's going to become that other opposite, yucky, heavy, draining, no fun area. And that's not what you came in this to do. You want to enjoy your life and enjoy your work.
Absolutely. Yes. And, you know, there's a lot to be said about the fact that there are always new opportunities out there. There's always something else that will come in, and you don't have to feel like, oh, I need to take this, or I'm going to miss it, or I need to, you know, I'm obligated to this, so I should do it. I mean, it's so important to, again, come back to trusting ourselves, and as Shannon said, following the energy threads and what uplifts you and what brings you excitement and joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. As soon as it becomes an obligation, it becomes heavy. And if you can, reframe it in your mind so it's not an obligation. What if it's a job that you have that you need to pay the bills? Say, well, I'm paying my bills so I can have the freedom to pursue other things.
Freedom is big. I like that a lot. I like that in my day. I like that I can wake up every day and I have, of course, my responsibilities, but then I have the freedom to, you know, pursue what I love and to trust that. It's why I love this work. And so we should share with everyone, like, what is it right now that is inspiring you and your work specifically? So, Shannon, you've started doing Akashic Records. And that's one of your new offerings. But then you also do weddings. I mean, you have a lot of services and things that you offer.
I do.
What are you loving?
I do.
What are you loving?
You know what? No matter what else I offer, I always come back to what I truly love is the one-on-one sessions. Whether it's doing the soul healing that I've always done, or the Akashic Record reading. That is always going to be my favorite because it's intense and it's magical and it creates amazing, amazing changes in people's lives.
Yes, it does. I can vouch for that. It's amazing. Your work is it's just awesome. And it's so great that you chose a leap of faith to go for this instead of getting a job in the city. So thank you. Thank you for going for it.
Good thing there was no.
We all
don't care, hey?
Yeah. And so, Virginia, what is inspiring you right now in your work? What makes you happy every morning when you get up and you get to do this?
Being able, kind of like Shannon, it's that one-on-one connect, but it's that connection that you make when you're with a client, and that it's so exciting to me to watch them, my clients, have that all of a sudden, that aha and that awareness and that, oh my gosh, when they've accessed that inner part of themselves that they needed the answer from. There's something so fulfilling and exciting about that, that it just, I don't even know how to explain it in words. It's just an experience that I feel in the middle of a session that just makes me smile inside, and it gives me this fulfilled feeling, and I feel that I'm doing something right and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
And that's what it's about. You know, like, I feel like that's why we decide at a soul level to have these talents, to have these gifts, to share them, to put ourselves out there and do this work, is because of the satisfaction it brings and the way that it serves so many people. And it's needed right now. It's really needed.
Yes.
I agree that it's really, really needed. And I'm one of those people who I can be pushy. I know you would never think that of me. But I can be pushy. And that's kind of one of the things that, as annoying as it is even to myself, it plays into my work, because if you're not having that awareness and you're not gaining that clarity, I'm going to keep pushing until you do, and not letting you leave me until you have connected to the innermost core of yourself and you get it. I just can't, I don't feel satisfied unless I have that energetic feeling between us. Then it doesn't work for me.
Right, right. It's like it clicks into gear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can relate to
that. What's your favorite, Molly?
Well, yeah. Related to what Virginia was saying is the fact that I love how in a session, like in an astrology session with people, we can really get into what is happening and why it's happening for growth, or what the healing is, or what the opportunities are, and that it can really shift somebody just like that. As you mentioned, Virginia, it's like it becomes this, oh, I get it, you know, the aha moment it can change things in a powerful way, and that for me brings a lot of satisfaction because I also know what that's like because I've been on the other side of it where I've had readings mm-hmm. with people and you get it and you're like, oh, this is just what I needed to hear today, right now. Perfect. Mm-hmm. So to be able to serve that way is awesome. And then the other thing I love is creating. And just like I can change things when I want to. I have the freedom to do something new or to try a new approach. Like I love that things can expand as I want them to and that I don't need anybody else's permission. I can just do it.
Nice.
I just, you know, it's even like changing the website or updating this or adding this. Like I love that freedom to create. And that's one of the things that really satisfies me doing this work.
I'm on that board. Yes, the creating of, even just creating what kind of sessions you're doing or creating a blog post or changing your website. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. And by the way, I've had sessions, a life coaching session with Virginia, which was awesome. She brought helped me to realize some really key things in my life, like how important freedom is. I've also had astrology with Molly, which has helped me understand so much about myself. My life and my business.
Yay!
So they rock. I highly recommend them both. And I don't recommend just everybody because I'm a little picky. You may not have realized that about me yet, but yeah, a little sassy. They could come and lay on my couch.
Yes.
For one day.
Yeah. Well, and I have a question, since we talked about what is so inspiring and satisfying to us in this work, wouldn't you both agree that probably out of everything, the most satisfying thing is being able to talk about and share what we do with others and freely and comfortably and confidently?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And that took time.
Yes.
Good point. Right, because not everyone, as we talked about at the beginning of the show, gets it or is open to it or understands it. And so I found that, like you said, Virginia, there's select people that I talk with about it or I talked about it initially, and then it's like some people are open to it and then other people I don't even need to have a conversation. It doesn't even need to be a topic, which is also interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mhm.
And that could be a whole other show and like the varying levels of what you can talk about and with who and because it, some people, like you said, Molly, you can't even talk about it at all. Other people understand what you do or know what you do but may not really get it, and so you can't really have in-depth conversations about certain things. And then there's other people who are completely open and, you know, on similar paths, and you can talk about anything, and they don't even bat an eye at it. It doesn't sound weird to say, oh, well, I had a past life regression, and I found myself in this country, or, you know what I mean? Like, I could say that to either of you, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, oh, that's so awesome. Oh, I was there, too, you know? But,
yeah,
like, let's say my childhood friends who support me, And don't judge me in any way, but for me to say, oh, well, in this regression, I found myself here, they look at me like I have three heads. So there's different levels of it, of what you can talk about and with who.
Yes, don't you hate it when you're talking and then there's complete silence afterwards, like, is anyone in there? Wait. Oh, Virginia, you were muted. We didn't hear anything. You were muted. No, I'm teasing. You hit on some good points. Because it is true. You have to be discerning. And I know, Shannon, you know a lot about that, about discernment.
Yes.
That's Shannon's favorite word.
That's because I had to learn it the hard way.
Me too. I'm raising my hand because I had to learn it the hard way as well.
And I think that's a huge thing. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge thing amongst all three of us, I think, and a lot of other people out there, is doing it the hard way. Like, we've kind of, you know, got our elbows dirty and walked through the mud to get where we needed to go.
It's all those past lives of persecution.
I think
Amen.
So.
Amen.
We are exploding all of those. Because now we
yes.
see persecution, it's just not so blatant, right?
Right.
That could be a whole other show.
It doesn't feel like
really
a dagger when you hear the word.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually,
but
a
we
show
still get it.
Persecution would be really smart because it's a really common theme, I think.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And that's why discernment serves us so well and why we get opportunities to trust ourselves and to follow what feels right and go from there, because it's one of our best gifts.
Yes. And I think you have to learn discernment the hard way because it's a personal thing. No one can teach
like burning,
you.
Yeah, like burning your hand on the burner.
Someone can tell you, but no.
Because it's a feeling, right? And you have to know the feeling. You have to have the firsthand experience with it. So, I mean, it's like, I was thinking about acupuncture. Like, I have acupuncture and I like it, but I can only describe it so much for you unless you choose to have it and have your own experience.
Mm-hmm. True.
Okay, so we just have a few minutes left.
And we're all quiet.
Yeah. What were you saying, Shannon?
I was going to say that we all live in different areas, too. And so that has to be a huge factor in your discernment. Because if you live in a Bible Belt, well, going out as a psychic might not be your best plan ever. Luckily,
right.
I don't live in one, so I'm good.
And I don't live in one.
But that's why it's also great to have the internet, and so you can, you know, share your skills in certain ways that fit
yes.
with you. But, yes, you would have a different, you know, you'd have to be discerning maybe about who you share with. And also, we could do a whole show on sharing with family or what that means and what, you know, how that changes things. I mean, the family stuff is big, I think.
Big.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I don't know where the hour went because we were either laughing or we were silent or we were all talking. So thank you, everybody, for listening, because with three of us on the line, you know, it's like we're passing the microphone around so that hopefully everyone gets to have their say, and we're figuring it out as we go. So I loved chatting, laughing, and being silent with both of you.
Thank you. Me too. Thanks, Molly and Virginia.
Yes, thanks, Molly, for letting us laugh and be silent with you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Come be silent anytime you want. So everyone knows, again, Virginia and Shannon host Magical Mondays on Blog Talk Radio every Monday. And you should check out their show and what they talk about, because, of course, there's lots of laughter and lots of good, good discussion. And, again, Virginia's website is virginiablank.com, and Shannon's website is psychiccowgirl.com. And so you can click on over and check out all of their offerings. Oh, and I like to let people know that Shannon has a really fun goddess shopping store. So if you are looking to spend money right now, go buy yourself some pretty things, because there's lots of pretty
yeah.
stuff over there.
Full of juju. Nice.
Yes. Yes, you have cool jewelry. I have some of your bracelets and, oh, gosh, all kinds of stuff. So I highly recommend it. Okay. Anything else you ladies want to say before I hang up on you?
Thank you.
Molly.
This was fun.
It was fun. Thank you both for being here, and I'm excited to connect with you soon. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Appreciate your time, as always, and we'll chat soon. Namaste. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.